ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So I might not speak very long, then you can all go out for Harinam afterward. And then afterwards, I think it's a good idea if Priya Govinda, you can speak with the Russian group and... Oh, you already did. Well, all right, up to you. Yeah, there's much to discuss. Okay, name 461 in the Sri Vaishnava commentary on Sri Vishnu Sahasranama is Manohara, Bengali pronunciation, Monohara, which is easy to understand. Mana means mind, and Hara, who takes away, the stealer of the mind. Many of the names in Vishnu Sahasranama could be applied to others. Suhrit is the name we just had before this. It's a general term for a good friend, as we see in Bhagavad Gita, Suhrin Mitraryu Dasina. It's a general description. The word Manohara could refer to others other than Krishna also. Yesterday we stopped next to a rice field as we were driving along, and we saw an advertisement affixed to a tree at the edge of the rice field showing Amitabh Bachchan standing in a rice field, although it's a Photoshop job, he's probably never seen a rice field in his life. Advertising some kind of poison that people put into rice to grow it. Amitabh Bachchan. The Russians haven't heard of him. Their life hasn't been wasted in that way. But he also possesses, someone like that possesses the quality to some extent of Manohara, becomes attractive to others. People are interested in him. But this name is properly applied to Vishnu or Krishna. And it's a very important observation that this name, Manohara, directly refers to Krishna. We don't find any demigods. We don't find Shiva is called Manohara. He may be called Bhagavan or Ishvara, but he's not called Manohara. And that's true even of Indra. Kamadev is also one kind of Manohara. He's called Manmatha. Manmatha means who churns the mind, just like you churn the yogurt to make butter. But Krishna is called Manmathanath, the Lord of Manmatha. But Manohara particularly refers to Krishna. Well, he captivates the mind, he captivates the heart. Chitta Chora is a synonym. It's a common, fairly common name up to the present time. Parents or other, actually usually parents don't give the name to the children. Some senior grandparents, just like Nilamba Chakravarti gave the name to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not his father, in his childhood he gave the name Vishvamba to him. So maternal grandfather gave the name. So it's a common name. He captivates the heart. The commentaries on Vishnu Sahasranam, they are very learned, drawing on various statements from the Vedas, the Sri Vaishnava commentaries. They also draw on the Divya Prabandhams, from Mahabharata, from Ramayana. But ultimately, Krishna is the captivator of the heart. He may captivate the mind also. The tendency of the mind, the tendency of intellectuals to want to examine this and examine that and make research, that is best if done on the subject of Krishna. But the way to do that also has to be via the parampara. In the purports in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 8, this point is very strongly made in his Anubhasha by Srila Sarasvati Thakur, Prabhupada, and iterated by our own Prabhupada, that instead of trying to get some PhD from a university, we should take a PhD from Ramananda Rai. We cannot understand Krishna simply by some speculative method. He writes that the subject matter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is not meant for speculative scholars. You'll see, someone will go to the university and get a degree and so many nonsense things. The different scholars. There are some very envious people in Bengal and Orissa. There have been scholars who write such crude things about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't even want to repeat them. It's contaminating even to think of it. So we should follow the line of devotees. Without that, we can't understand Krishna. Bhaktistu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijayate. Bhakti is transmitted by the devotees. No amount of historical research, archaeological research, linguistic research can help us to understand Krishna. Of course, this kind of scholarship can also be used by devotees, but always subject to the principle of pure devotion as received in parampara, not that we will bring our own intelligence and make that paramount, but with the submissive attitude, as was accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the discussion with Ramananda Rai. Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva. Giving up the endeavor to try to understand everything simply by amassing knowledge, we should become humble. And jivanti san mukharitam bhavadi avartam. Hear from Krishna, from persons who are actually worth hearing from. So Krishna captivates the heart, but there are certain envious persons. If we hear from them, then our heart will turn away from Krishna. Krishna is naturally attractive, but there are persons who are so envious of Krishna that they'll take the subject of Krishna and turn it into some kind of mundane research. And they come up with so many ideas that there was the Vishnu of the Rig Veda, and then there was some tribal god, and then called Krishna, and they merged this Krishna with the Vishnu of the Rig Veda, all kinds of nonsensical ideas. But if we hear from the parampara, the learned parampara, it's not that we're against, not at all that we're against scholarship. The Vaishnavas, they are the greatest scholars. But at the same time, we should know that simply to learn so many things, that's not the point. The point is that our heart will be captured by Krishna. And the heart will naturally be caught by Krishna if our heart is pure. And purity is defined again by the lack of any other desire than that to be captured by Krishna. That is natural, to be captivated by Krishna. At the same time, we have to be very careful of those who, in the conditioned state, are only interested in having their heart captivated by Krishna and are not interested in understanding the truths about Krishna. We find that the talks of Ramananda Rai with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's discussing tattva, and that's particularly so in the discussion, or more so in the discussions we find of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Rupa Goswami, when he speaks of all the different tattvas, jiva tattva, rupa and sanatan, jiva tattva, bhagavat tattva, bhakti tattva, rasa tattva. Especially with Ramananda, he spoke of rasa tattva, he spoke of radha tattva. Tattva means the principles to be understood. So the heart should be captivated by Krishna. We often hear saying in English, you should follow your heart. But that's very dangerous, as long as the heart is full of kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, all the enemies of lust, greed, anger, pride, envy and illusion. It's very dangerous to follow our heart. We just presume that our heart is good. It's a very dangerous presumption. So follow our heart, but that should be tempered by intelligence. There's always the discussion of the head and the heart. Recently, I met with a Pakka Mayavadi sannyasi, and he said, oh, this is a matter of the... See, we have to follow the head, and bhakti is a matter of the heart, he said, as if it's something lesser, because I said, yes, that's correct. Bhakti is a matter of the heart. Ultimately, it's a matter of the heart. But as long as the heart is contaminated by wrong desires, then we need to be guided so that we don't follow our contaminated, perverse inclinations in the name of bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned about the weeds that can choke the growing creeper of bhakti. And although he warned about Nishedacha kutinati jibe hingshan, but especially the devotees take note of labha puja pratishta, the subtle desires for material gain, respect, position in the name of bhakti. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in his, I believe that's in Madhurja Kadambini, that it's relatively easy to give up the desire for Kanaka Kamini. He may not use those exact words, but it's relatively easy to renounce the world, the desires for wealth and sexual enjoyment. But the desire for to be recognized, very difficult, very subtle. It may be that someone, like myself, is speaking against the desire to be recognized, and at the same time, subtly in the mind thinking, I may be recognized for saying this. Yeah, please turn off your dear cell phone. How can I live? This is real Manoha. This is Maya's Manoha. This the phone always ringing. When will the phone come? So Krishna, he actually captivates the heart. It's not the name of any demigod. But yeah, we should open our heart to be captivated by Krishna, but we should be very careful that we're not captivated by some illusory understanding of Krishna, or that we are in the name of going after Krishna, going for something else. Krishna's pastimes are very attractive. Here at Kovur, the specialty of the talks between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that Ramananda Rai, for the first time recorded in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, discussed extensively about Gopi Leela, Radha Tattva. But even that, we find it's established on the basis of Shastra, how Gopi's love is the highest. It's not just some assertion or sentiment. So this Gopi Leela is the highest, no doubt. And followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not all, but generally they aspire for that, ultimately. But we have to be very careful. We find that in the history of Vaishnavism in Bengal, that the misuse or the misunderstanding of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings led to all kinds of very gross, fallen behavior in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should open our heart to be captivated by Krishna. That's what he does. He captivates the heart. But we should also see that our heart is pure. Not that we offer to Krishna a heart full of lust, greed, anger. There's not fit to offer to Krishna. Actually, to approach Krishna, we have to go through the devotees. So the devotees, they won't allow that our heart, if it's full of lust, greed, anger, all these things, they won't allow us to come close to Krishna. That, all right, you can serve, you can do service, but you have to go on in the material world until one is properly qualified to enter. Krishna is very kind. He's like a magnet who attracts. But the iron filings to be attracted, they have to be not rusty. If the iron filings are rusty, they won't become attracted to the magnet. It has to be pure iron. So Krishna, he is the stealer of the mind. And it's also a very important name if we consider that in the Western conception of religion, God is a very high and distant and actually quite nasty kind of figure, whose main job is throwing everyone's into hell forever without any chance of redemption. The idea is there of... actually, that's what I learned when as a child. God, he's a vengeful God. Vengeful means you do something against him and he takes revenge. Yes. One of the songs we learned in school, I will smite them ad infinitum, means that I will eternally punish them. That's their idea of God. Pretty nasty, huh? And they emphasize, you have to fear God. I don't that's in the Catholic tradition. I don't know in the Orthodox. You probably also don't know in the Orthodox tradition, because the Orthodox tradition in Russia's got largely broken or interrupted during the time of communist rule. But I remember the first time I went to Moscow, that was 1986, I think it was. We went to that famous basilica. What's it called in the Kremlin? It's called a cathedral, but it's hardly bigger than a bus stop. What's that? St. Basil's Cathedral. St. Basil's Cathedral. Basilia. Yeah. And all inside there are pictures of the angels with their swords dripping with blood. Of course, we also have Nrsimhadev, that's the next name, Jitakroda, who conquers anger. But that's not all. It's not only killing and blood and torture. Krishna is very sweet and beautiful. Everything about him is very attractive. Particularly Baladev Vidyabhushan, the Gaurīya commentator on this Vishnu Sahasranam, says particularly his form is very attractive. Rupa Manohara, very attractive form of Krishna. His name is also very attractive. His pastimes are very attractive. Madhurad hipate rakilam madhuram. Everything about him is very sweet. He's the Lord of sweetness. We find in the Goswami's writings that in the Purva Rag of Sri Radha, before she met Krishna, of course it's eternal pastimes, but there's some kind of chronological arrangement also there. So she, before she met Krishna, she thought, what am I to do? I saw the picture of one young boy and I became so attracted. And then I heard the flute sound called by someone else and I'm so attracted. And what was the other one? The form, the flute. I heard the description of this Krishna, I'm so attracted. So what should I do? I'm being pulled, I'm attracted by three different people. Because she didn't know that they're all the same, Krishna. So everything about Krishna is very attractive. And actually, it should be Manohara. It should be that as soon as we hear the name of Krishna or anything, we should be immediately attracted. Yannama Shruti Matrin. Simply by hearing the name, those who are actually devotees become attracted. Why don't we become attracted? Why? It's because we're rusty. We're not pure iron. We have the contaminations on the heart. Fortunately, the method of becoming attracted to Krishna is by Krishna consciousness, by chanting his names. Cheto Darpana Marajanam. So the devotees, they want to be attracted by Krishna is attractive, and we find there's still to this day many fortunate people in this country in particular who find an attraction to Krishna, Vishnu. Just like last night on the other side of the Godavari at 10 o'clock, the procession was going with the deity of Srinivas, and people were following behind saying, Govinda, Govinda. So they could have been in a restaurant eating some meat, or they could have been sitting at home watching TV, but they liked to be there, following Govinda, calling out the name, Govinda, Govinda. So they have attraction. They want to be attracted by Krishna. That's a very great quality which we should cultivate, hearing about Krishna through the Shastra, through the devotees' expositions, that our mind can be attracted to Krishna. So, Krishna, he's been described here as Sukada, just in one of the names before this, Sukada. So he gives happiness. So naturally, we, as living beings, we want to be happy. So we're attracted to that which makes us happy. It's just the illusion that we can be happy by anything else except Krishna. So we become attracted to that. But that attraction is like the attraction of the bee becomes attracted to the flower, which closes up and traps him inside the flower. Or the elephant is attracted to the female and is caught by this method. There's different examples given in Shastra of the different senses. How the deer is caught by the sweet flute playing of the hunter. Sounds so nice. The deer comes and is shot dead. But Krishna, in all ways, by seeing, touching, smelling, tasting, feeling, thinking about him, he is attractive on the pure platform. We say manoha, the mind is the center of all the senses. So it means he's attracting all the senses. All the senses operate via the agency of the mind. So devotees, they want that their mind will be captivated by Krishna. That's stated about Sri Prahlad Maharaj in Bhagavatam. It's stated about him, he is Krishna Graha. That means he's caught by Krishna, just like Graha in the astrological science. There are the grahas, various planets which are said to exert their influence. So you become so strongly influenced. So someone who is Krishna Graha, he may become, is the description of Prahlad Maharaj, he became almost like a ghost, forgetting this world, just absorbed in thought of Krishna. So that is the aim for a devotee. Evang ratasya priyanama kirtya jatanuraga chitta trutta uchai. And then Hasatyato Roditi Roti Gayati Unmadavan Richati Lokabahya. He becomes like a complete madman, not caring for outside people. Just his mind is so absorbed in Krishna. He's laughing, singing, crying, dancing, calling out. The mind completely absorbed in Krishna. That doesn't mean that the mind is captivated by Krishna, that one becomes just like a robot. It's the individuality that of the devotee that Krishna likes. So the mind is captivated by Krishna, but the intelligence is still alive and alert, so that the devotee can think in various ways how to serve Krishna. So as long as our mind is not attracted by Krishna, it will be attracted by Maya. Simple formula, very, very simple formula. Krishna Surya Shama Maya Hoy Andhaka Jahan Krishna Tahanahi Mayar Adhika. So we have to choose. Do we want to be attracted by Maya or attracted by Krishna? If we want to be attracted by Krishna, then we have to make a program to hear and chant about Krishna, to utilize our time for hearing and chanting about Krishna and serving Krishna. Krishna is very kind. He comes personally to this world. He comes as the deity also. The deity is also very... So many beautiful, attractive forms of Krishna. He manifests himself. The atheist thinks that the deity is simply stone, but the devotees know this is Krishna, and they become very attracted to see the form of Krishna. Krishna is very attractive to everyone. There's no material qualification. We find in Vrindavan when Krishna was personally manifesting his pastimes there, even the aboriginal women, the gopis, actually it was the brahmanas, the Vedic brahmanas, who were living just at the edge of Vrindavan. They didn't become attracted, but their wives became attracted. So many devotees, there's no material bar to becoming attracted to Krishna. This name is particularly interpreted by the Sri Vaishnava commentator. This series of names as referring to Mohini Murti. So we can see how she captivated the mind of the asuras and did benefit for the suras, for the demigods. They became so captivated by her that they lost their good sense. So in this material world, the form of a beautiful woman is Mohini. So be careful to become attracted to Krishna and not attracted to anything else. Yeah, this Baladev Vidyabhushan says his Tribhanga Roop, threefold bending form, that is Manoha. So Rupa Goswami, he cautions us. Don't smeram bhangi. What's that verse? Ma Preksha, don't go and see that Krishna standing at Keshi Ghat in his threefold bending form. Don't see him. Rupa Goswami said, don't see him. If you still want to be attracted to anything else, your family, friend, don't go. Be careful. Don't go to see Krishna. It's a roundabout way of saying, go and see Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, there are many things attractive in this world, no doubt. But whatever attractiveness is there, we should see that is only a reflection of the attractiveness of Krishna. If anything, yad yad vibhuti mad sadvam srimad urjitam eva tatva deva avagacchatam mama tejongsa sambhava. Whatever is attractive in this world is simply a little reflection of the attractiveness of Krishna. Mohini Murti also, we had the darshan yesterday of that deity.
Teaching in every level of society. It's just like in the government law is there, but not everyone follows it.
Yeah, but at least he's able to know that. If still he causes that, he will be penalized immediately, so that...
No, he thinks he can get away with it.
So many people think
that. Yeah, often even young childs were forcibly fed non-veg by their parents. So, who is to be blamed on this?
Like, they had a desire to be born in such a family. They get a particular position according to their previous activities.
So that's the bottom line.
Yeah, we get a certain. We get born according to our previous activities and our desires. Karmana daivane trena jantur deho papateya. According to our previous activities, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord, we get different kinds of bodies. It's a great science, very complicated. Did you read these books we have, Bhagavad Gita as it is?
Yes.
Do you have that?
Yes.
Did you read it?
Yeah. Yes, I read that. Almost everything is answered there. But
yeah, then Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes.
You read?
Not completely.
How much?
I've just gone through a few lines.
You have to go through more than a few lines.
Yes.
You should understand, because without this, human life is wasted. You get a human life, you live, you die, and without understanding the purpose of life, and it's just finished, wasted. So try to understand these things.
Acharya told that he don't want us to be like robots or something like that. He just gave us free will to live.
He gave us free will,
but at the same
limited
time,
limited independence.
Limited independence. Actually, one of the acharyas told me that he don't want us to be like robots. At the same time, he's punishing us. At that time, we are forcefully like a robot.
Yeah, but we have the choice to act properly or improperly. If we act properly, we get the certain result, and if we act improperly, we get another kind of result. So, and even when we're being punished, still we have a choice how we can react to that. We can take it as the mercy of God for my reformation, or we can blame Him. And then we get more punishment for blaming him.
So it's not like completely free, limited independence.
Limited, yeah. Limited, because we're tiny beings.
Yes. So it's not 100% free.
Just like India is supposed to be a free country. People have a large amount of freedom. It's not a dictatorship. But it's limited. You just can't do anything. Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Yeah, you please all go out for Harinama Sankirtanam. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.